This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. It's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and all week we've been having some much-needed conversations about education, resources, and visibility for the AAPI community. And now, since it's Friday, in true Reset fashion, it's time for some music. The AAPI community is making some major contributions to our city's thriving music scene. That song you're hearing, it's called Aya, by Chicago's own Guyan Cannon. Here to discuss is San Morimoto, friend of the show and co-owner of the label Super Records, indie artist Ina Pineda, and music writer and artist Studi Sharma. Studi, the song that we're hearing, that was your suggestion. So tell us a bit about Guyan and why you wanted to shine a light on her work.
Yes. So Guyan Cannon is an artist who I recently learned about when I went to a show at Reggie's a few months ago. And I was really drawn to her work and how she speaks. And then I looked her up and then I read an article where she talked about herself and like her experiences being Black and Asian. And I was like, this person is really dope and I would love to give them a platform and just more people need to hear their music.
Yeah, I love that. That's also just a great song, right?
It's beautiful.
Ina, you've been making music here in Chicago after moving here from San Diego.
Correct, yes.
How would you describe your sound for folks who haven't heard it yet?
Oh, that's a great question. I would definitely say my sound is an amalgamation of like indie ambient influences. Mm. I draw a lot of inspiration from artists like Frank Ocean, Phoebe Bridgers.
Ooh, we love Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, and I look up to lyricists like Lizzie McAlpine, Sarah Kinsley, who like talk about a lot of their struggles and experiences, which is something that directly influences what I write about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just like love to have people feel like they're drowning in, I don't know, like some soundscapes or just feeling colors, you know, like
I love that.
Yeah, all of that.
That's awesome. What brought you to Chicago? I'm assuming it wasn't the weather.
Absolutely not, no.
Because you were in San Diego, honey.
Yeah, I know. I miss the beaches and the warm sun, but I moved here because in pursuit of my creative endeavors, not really expecting much about the music community. I just wanted to be, you know, like on my own and like figure myself out. And it was the best decision I ever made. I love it here.
Yeah. The music community has been good to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's such a diverse crowd. The one thing that a lot of people, you know, ask me, they're like, why would you move to Chicago? Like, you're close to LA. Like, isn't that where it's at? But I always tell them, I think the one thing that Chicago has that other places like LA or New York don't have is the community. The people here are just absolutely amazing. It's such a tight-knit community, but it doesn't feel competitive or cutthroat. Like, everyone's willing to connect with one another and collaborate with each other, which is something that I think we lack in the music industry a lot. When everyone's trying to get their foot in the door, we kind of lose focus and trying to connect with each other. And Chicago has given me a place to really just fit in and, you know, meet other like-minded individuals.
I love that. Sen, you and I have talked about that before on this program. You've been a staple in the Chicago DIY music scene for quite a while. Your first album, Cannonball, that came out back in 2018. What's it been like for you, though, as an Asian American artist working in this city?
It's been great. I mean, for the most part, it's kind of difficult, like, finding your people here. I think it's pretty rare, honestly, even coming on the show. You know, we were talking about what AAPI artists we want to highlight, and I was like, it's really so few of us really in the community. But for the most part, it's great. It's just kind of been difficult walking that line as well in the music industry of like how much you want to highlight your identity and kind of lean on it as part of the conversation when, you know, sometimes it can feel like that part is being commodified by whoever is working on the project you're putting together, and really figuring out like how to toe that line respectfully and with, you know, love and respect for your roots, but at the same time respecting yourself and your own boundaries and where you feel that line is.
Let's hear some music. Sen, we're going to stick with you. You brought your latest single. Set it up for us.
This is my new track. It's been out a couple weeks. It's called If the Answer Isn't Love, and it's about the enduring power of love.
Ooh. Listen to this, I'm wondering, how does your Japanese heritage inspire your work?
There's a lot of different ways. I feel like a lot of times when I'm creating the tracks, I play most of the instruments on my music, and I'll find ways for either the chord structure or the melody lines to kind of tie into things that I grew up listening to with my father, whether it's like Japanese enka or, you know, taiko drumming, things like that, that play a role, although obviously it's very mixed in with a lot of different genres.
What's enka?
Enka is like traditional Japanese, almost like country music.
Ooh.
In a way.
I gotta hear
just
that.
Just in the like drama of it, it's big, like, I don't know, glitzy kind of, someone might say corny, but I think it's beautiful.
I'm sure it is. You're listening to Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and that's Sen Morimoto, who's a Chicago musician. Also here in studio with us, musician Ina Pineda, freelance music writer Stuti Sharma is here as well. We're talking about music in Chicago and the Asian American artists that call this city home. So, Stuti, you are actually no stranger to Chicago public media because you are taking part in the audio workshop that's being offered by our sister station Vocalo right now.
That's
so
true.
Tell us about your experience in that program. What are you learning?
I'm learning different things about audio producing, which is really cool. The workshops are really great. Ari and Ariana are great teachers, and I'm learning about how to tell. I'm telling a story about my home neighborhood, which is the West Ridge in Devon, and kind of I ran an after-school program there, and it was. I also grew up there, so it was cool to like see youth, but also talking about grief because I lost the program. So the Vocalo and this workshop that has been created has they've been really good about holding space for how to tell our stories with grief, and also how to, like, it's cool. Radio is a really, really powerful platform.
It is. It really is. I love that you're using that workshop, though, to tell more stories about the AAPI community here
in
Chicago.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. The Asian American Pacific Islander community is extremely diverse. That's something we've been talking about all week here. Dozens of countries, cultures, languages, from India to China to the Philippines to Polynesia. Do you think that being grouped together under one umbrella, does that help or hurt AAPI artists? What do you think, Ina?
That's a great question. I definitely think it helps in a way where it allows us to not feel alone. Being able to be grouped with people who not only like look like you, but also understand the struggles, which may or may not be exactly what you went through, mm-hmm. but someone who came from similar experiences or struggles, I think it helps us, especially as musicians too, because first and foremost, we're humans before we are artists, and being able to separate who we are as artists and human beings, like, it helps a lot understanding who the person is behind the lyrics and the production, who their story is, who they are. I think it helps us not feel so alone and kind of just come together collectively.
I love that. You just released your single today, right?
I did.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
There's a
full and rich.
Oh, thank
I love
you
that
so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Thank you.
Sounds
so much.
Amazing. What's the song called?
It's called Love in Vain. It's a joint single that I released with my friend back at home, Derek, and we wrote this like a year ago. So it was kind of like our way to pay homage to our roots, because we wrote it at very transformative moments in our lives. So yeah.
So the writing process, was that therapeutic?
It was. Derek and I, we joke around about how our lyrics are very, very sad, but it just makes it like really, really authentic and raw. And I love writing a lot of sad music just because that's the easiest thing that comes to me. I love writing about struggles. And this song is about heartbreak, unreciprocated love, mm-hmm. which is something that I was like going through at the time of writing it. But yeah, I loved writing with him, and yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, well, at least it's maybe sad in you know, in content, but the beat
it's
was
groovy,
nice.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
a very contradiction
like,
feeling.
And then you hear the words, and you're like, oh,
right,
this
yeah,
is sad.
That's what love is.
Yeah.
Right.
That's love the best
in
when
vain.
That balance.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, you hook them in by the you know with the
yeah,
beat first.
Totally.
So earlier this week, we talked to a few members of Mayor Johnson's transition team. They're on the Arts and Culture Subcommittee. Our conversation, it surrounded resources to bolster Chicago's art scene. So I want to play a little bit of what Abby Pucker, who's one of the co-chairs, had to say.
How do we see arts as something that we can invest in and not just arts as something that is a philanthropic sort of gift? How do we make these structures sustainable? And how do we really build infrastructure that's going to allow artists to, you know, graduate into or move into jobs that exist in the city that I believe can really be spurred by investments in economic development and in the creative industries?
So let's zoom in on independent Asian American artists here in Chicago. What resources do you think this city is lacking? I want to hear from all of you on this, but I'll start with you, Sen.
I think, in Chicago and also just all over the U.S., like more grant opportunities for artists would be amazing. I know that there are a lot of things popping up now, like the B2B grant and 3Arts and things like that in Chicago. But when you think about, you know, as a touring artist, meeting artists in Canada, for example, you'll find other countries have a lot more opportunities for people to apply to these things on a regular basis and find the support they need, because it is, you know, almost impossible in the current music economy to get that jumpstart by yourself without some support from a larger entity.
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think, Stuti? What comes to mind?
Yeah, I think this is tied to what is currently happening right now with migrants coming in. And this is not necessarily a crisis, because that implies that someone has done something wrong. I stand in solidarity with undocumented artists. I am in that community. And I think that, first of all, we need to investigate what Sanctuary City means in a meaningful way. Mm-hmm. And so far, a lot of the time, migrant is equivalized to somebody who, is that a word, equivalized? That is a word that someone who like needs help, is someone who needs like charity, so to say. And it's actually, what does it look like to create resources that would give these youth the power to tell their stories through mm-hmm. art? Because that is...
What does Sanctuary City mean to you? I'm curious.
You know, I think that it has become like a bit of a political like trope to say Sanctuary City, but I think it would mean resources like, how easy is it to find work? How safe is it to drive? How accessible is self-determination, really? And what does it look like to build community? What does it look like to build safety for one another?
Great point. What resources do you think are lacking in this city, Ina?
I think because like I just recently moved here and I'm only...
You're like, it's great.
I have only recently just actually started interweaving myself in the AAPI community and finding my people here. But I think a great like resource is just creating pop-up like events or like communal events for minorities and people of color, musicians and creatives alike, to come together, not only during AAPI month, but just like all year round too. I think being able to be with... you know, in a room full of people that, again, like, look like you, that understand, like, your story, and to just talk about how we can, like, move together as artists and as individuals would help a lot, especially because in a world full of, like, racial inequality and injustice, I think we all need to take a moment to just be together and be humans first before we become artists, so.
On that note, let's hear some more music. This one's called Friendship is the Best Ship.
Oh. can't pick enough right where we left off. We got arrested for fighting deportations. We're all tired of exploitation, creating our own way. We sing, strum, and sway ourselves back together again. Yes, our friendship was meant. Oh, how this music meant. No time lost.
So dreamy. This track, Suti, this is from Soul Tree Sound. How did you come across this artist?
This is one of my homies. I'm so happy to hear them on the radio. This is a friend of mine. They're a healer, Filipinx queer friend of mine who I met through arts, through community organizing. And I just love, you know, it's dope when your homies make cool art, because like, I can be honest with you that you're amazing.
You probably feel the same way, Sen, right?
Totally.
Working with your guys at Super, seeing all the talent coming out of your crew there.
Yeah.
And then you're all friends.
Exactly. Yeah, it would be really difficult if I had to lie to them. Luckily, they're all amazing.
You know, you mentioned earlier writing with your friend, you know, when we were talking about your song there. Is that the same relationship you have as well? Like, can you sort of bounce things off each other and also be honest?
Yeah, no.
Creatively, something's not quite, you know, the way it should be.
I think with Derek, it was just super easy to, like, collaborate with him because we knew each other and our sound. It's really hard to, like, find someone who really is able to, like, bounce ideas off of you. And we just, like, really flowed together well. Also because we're just, like, sad people and it just, like, worked well. So, yeah.
So we're almost out of time, but I want to give you all a chance to shout out artists that we didn't get a chance to talk about today. So, Sen, first of all, anybody that we missed?
Yeah, I wanted to play some music by King Murray, a great Filipinx artist in Chicago as well. I love this taiko group called Hoetsu Taiko, which is based in Chicago as well. But I'll pass them.
And you can open it up outside of Chicago too, folks, just
so
you know.
Oh, cool.
That changed the game, didn't it? Did you want to squeeze another one
in? No,
inside?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Just in case. Ina, anyone come to mind?
Local Chicago artists. I recently met these two fantastic musicians, Kai G 100 and Clara Takarabe. Kai plays the keys and is an insane singer, and Clara plays the violin with their partner in their band called New Reyes. Outside of Chicago, I'd love to shout out Fig from New York. She's an amazing, yeah.
Sorry, heck. Whoa.
Shoot. No, yeah, well-deserved. Yeah. She's, like, awesome, a Malaysian, like, indie pop R&B artist. Mm. Love her so much. And my friends from Philadelphia, Baby Boy Blue, Annie Dang, and Lukey. Just love them
love
so much.
Love that. Yeah. Stuti. Who do you want to shout
yes.
out?
Yes.
I know you got connections.
List.
She has a list.
I love it.
Notes app.
Let me get this list up. Okay, so one of them is actually a new friend of mine. They are a Bengali frontman for a band, and their name is Nishat Ahmed. They're a new friend, so I hope I'm getting that name right. But I really, they do pop punk, and I believe they're playing, they have a show coming up soon. And also, this is someone, I believe they're based in Tampa right now, but, okay. His name is Mix Miyagi. He's a, Nigerian and Vietnamese rapper who is just makes really, really cool
wow.
work. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a mix, that's right? Awesome. All right. Real quick. What's next? What do you want to shout out? Yeah, Ina, what's next for you? What should we look out
me?
For?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually playing a show next Friday at Healthy Hood. It's another AAPI event with other API DA visionaries and musicians. Mm-hmm. Tickets are in my bio if people want to check that out. My Instagram is thisina, T-H-I-S-Y-N-A.
Awesome. Sen?
I'm working on a record. Going to announce that soon, so look out for it. But I'm also playing Pitchfork Fest in Chicago this year, so
Pitchfork.
Come through in July.
That little thing. Anything you want to tell us, Suti, before we go?
Yeah, I'm working on a short film right now. It's about an undocumented queer person who has to seek out an abortion. It's based off of Bye Bye Baby by the amazing artist No Name. So that is in production,
nice.
And keep an eye out for when to watch it.
Awesome. Wow. Suti Sharma, Ina Pineda, and Sen Morimoto, all three brilliant Asian American artists based here in Chicago. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us.
This episode of Reset was produced by Ethan Schwab and Micah Yasin, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Meha Ahmed. Hear more from AAPI celebs by checking out the WBEZ podcast, Shoes Off, a Sexy Asians podcast, produced by Reset's own Stephanie Kim. It features conversations with Asian and Asian-American performers and entertainers that are both playful and profound. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great weekend.